Thank you. You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Maz Taylor. Music from guitarist and vocalist Jocelyn Gould from her album Portrait of Right Now. That was the track Jingles. And that saw her working with pianist Will Bonas, bassist Jared Becksteed-Cran, and drummer Curtis Noasad. Music out of the Toronto jazz scene before that from flautist Bill McBirney and his trio of B3 player Bernie Sineski and drummer Anthony Michelli. From the album Find Your Place, we heard Estate. An older track before that, 1958, music from alto saxophonist Johnny Hodges from his album Side by Side, Duke Ellington and Johnny Hodges. We heard Big Shoe, tenor saxophonist Ben Webster, trumpet player Roy Eldridge, trombonist Lawrence Brown, bassist Wendell Marshall, pianist Billy Strayhorn, and drummer Joe Jones. And the set started with music from composer, arranger, and trombonist Jason Forsyth, primarily working just as the composer on this album, from It's About Time. We heard The Professor, and that project featured trumpet player Brian Lynch, trombonist Steve Davis, tenor saxophonist Walt Weisskopf, pianist Michael Weiss, bassist Yugona Okegwo, and drummer Andy Watson.
Thank you. wait a while until a little moonbeam comes peeping through. You'll get bold, you can't resist him at all, they say. When you have kissed him, thank you.
Rachel Carson, the author of Silent Spring, had a really serious relationship with a woman named Dorothy Freeman. They wrote love letters to each other. And in those letters, they wrote a lot about one bird that became really special to them, the veery, a type of thrush. The veery is pretty plain looking, but it has a particularly beautiful song. Hearing that song and hearing it together became kind of a quest for the two women. Here's an excerpt from one of Carson's early letters to Freeman.
I think it is quite possible for you and me and the Veerys to be together in some magical time and place next June.
Carson and Freeman lived many states apart, but the Veerys brought them together, despite the distance.
As I learned the other day, while I was in Rock Creek Park listening to Veerys and wishing for you, you were walking along your road, listening to wood thrushes and wishing for me.
You can hear the full story about Rachel Carson's love for Dorothy Freeman and the Veerys on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Liza Yeager.